Mr. Riceboro's Discussion Hour. With your host, Tom Soder. With today's guests, Tom Sinclair and Robert Smith, discussing the works of the great Edgar Rice Burroughs. In a moment, we'll have Tom Soder. At the Channel 92 Studios. Our guests today will be Tom Sinclair and Robert Smith. Tom Sinclair, who was on our last program, answered questions of a few other books, and we promised him here again. And here he is. And the books that we are going to discuss with our new guest, Robert Smith, will be Back to the Stone Age, Tarzan the Invincible, Tarzan Triumphant, and Return to Tarzan. Mr. Sinclair, what do you think was the best part in Tarzan the Invincible, Tarzan 14?
When Tarzan Jabaljan the Wazari helped La Vopal regain her throne.
Thank you. Now for our next question, who are the stars in Tarzan 15, Tarzan Triumphant?
Tarzan, of course. Lafayette Smith, Lady Barbara Collis, Danny Patrick, or the Gunner, Jezebel, Stabbitch, and Capriccio the Raider.
Thanks. Now we're going to ask Mr. Robert Smith about Back to the Stone Age, after this word from our sponsor.
Now we must take a station break. Don't touch that dial, don't you make a mistake. It's 92.
I'm serious. I'm going.
Well, you can't run away from home on an empty stomach.
I'm really hungry.
Well, let me...
Maybe I'll taste some more Skinner's potato chips.
Well, we're all out. But I'm going to the market tomorrow. Can't you wait till then to run away? Well, goodbye.
What, aren't you going to drive me?
And that was a word from Lord Scudder's Potato Juice. And now, here we go with our guest, Mr. Robert Smith. We're going to talk about Back to the Stone Age.
Smith! Now, who are the stars in Back to the Stone Age?
There was David Innes, Van Horst, Raja, Frug, and Scruff.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. Now, how did Van Horst meet Ganger?
There was a winged creature called a Thipdar that captured Van Horst and poisoned him into being paralyzed from his feet up to his neck, and he met Ganger.
Ganger was in the same condition.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. Now back to Mr. Sinclair and the Return of Tarzan. What was the best part in the Return of Tarzan?
When Tarzan was made the chief of the Wazari.
And who were the stars in the Return of Tarzan? Not all of them, just a few of the stars.
Main characters were Tarzan, Jane, Jarnot, Rokoff, Paulvich, and Mr. Philander.
Hello, my name is Fred Sloan. We thought that you'd like a little extra information on Edgar Rice Burroughs before we have our ending. Now, Edgar Rice Burroughs, the famous creative Tarzan, was born in Chicago on September 1st, 1875. He began writing in 1910. In the 40 years of writing that followed, Burroughs completed over 50 novels and many short stories. He liked to write books which ran in chronological series, in which he related the history and adventures of the enormously popular characters he created. Of these, the most famous are undoubtedly Tarzan of the Apes and John Carter of Mars. The Edgar Rice Burroughs books have gradually become collector's items in the United States, while at the same time they've continued to be available abroad, where they've always maintained their tremendously high popularity. Despite the scarcity of these volumes in the United States, devoted groups of Burroughs bibliophiles have kept the tradition of this great imaginative writer alive, sedulously acquiring the rare books, freely exchanging information, and delighting in the detailed knowledge they possess of the richly varied worlds Burroughs created. Edgar Rice Burroughs is one of the world's most popular authors. Although not fully recognized by some critics and libraries, he remains one of the best-known American fiction writers of the 20th century. With no previous experience as an author, he wrote the renowned classic Tarzan of the Apes, first published in 1912. In the ensuing 42 years, he wrote over 100 stories and articles, nearly all of which were published during his lifetime. Although best known for creating Tarzan, his worlds of adventure and romance range from the American West to the jungles of Asia, from inside the Earth onto the Moon, Mars, Venus, and even beyond the farthest star. No one knows how many copies of ERB's 68 books have been published throughout the world. It is conservative to say, however, that of the translations into 31 languages, in addition to the artificial languages of Esperanto and Braille, the total number must run into the hundreds of millions. When one considers the additional worldwide following of the Tarzan newspaper feature, radio programs, comic magazines, motion pictures, and television series, Burroughs must be known by 1,000,000,000 people. Whether you are about to read an adventure of Mars, a romance of the jungle, or a fantasy of the future, the magic of the prolific imagination of Edgar Rice Burroughs will hold you spellbound for a long time to come. The Edgar Rice Burroughs Discussion Hour, produced by Johnny Malone, directed by Tom Soder. We would like to thank Mr. Tom Sinclair and Mr. Robert Smith for appearing on the Edgar Rice Burroughs Discussion Hour.